Florida hosted 10,000 visitors during World War II who weren't really tourists. They were German POWs, and they were held in detention camps all across the state. The largest was at Camp Blanding near Stark. Rupert Metzroth is retired now, and he lives in Martin County. But in 1944, he was an 18-year-old German soldier. He was captured by the Allies in Europe, shipped to the U.S. with hundreds of other POWs, and put on a train. None of them knew where they were going.
In the morning, we woke up, and there was a sun going up onto the left of us. That meant we were heading south. And it took three more days, slowly, and we saw from the cars on the stations that we went through Virginia and then North Carolina, South Carolina. And after that, my geographical knowledge left. We ended up in Camp Blanding. We were greeted by our fellow prisoners, which used to belong to the Africa Corps.
Rupert's first job at Camp Blanding was to be an interpreter in the shoe repair and tailoring shop. There wasn't much for him to do.
I was bored. I was starting to fool around with the sewing machines. And I realized if I put a propeller on that spinning wheel, it works like a fan. From some cardboard boxes, I fashioned a wheel, and from that wheel, I cut a whole propeller, attached it to the flywheel of the sewing machine. The faster I sewed, the cooler you got. So what I did is I fashioned propellers to every one of those sewing machines. And I got a little note the next evening where the ladies thanked me, and they left a dime. I could buy a Coke.
That was a long time ago, too, 10 cents for a Coke.
5 cents for a Coke. We had our own PX. We had a church. We had a barber shop. We had two huge hangars. In one of the hangars, there was a theater group. And on the outside of the hangars, every month, they showed a movie. We had to sit outside.
A German language movie?
No, all Americans. I saw all the Rhodes pictures with Bob Hope and Bing Crosby and Eddie Lamar. Yeah. And then, of course, we were shown a lot of propaganda movies, too.
You mean U.S. movies?
Yeah.
We wouldn't call them propaganda movies.
No, but to us, for instance, we saw the movie 30 Minutes Over Tokyo, and we were rooting for the Americans.
During your time at Camp Blanding, did you get any news from home?
We sent a postcard in Livorno, Italy already that went through the Red Cross, and my parents already knew in December 1944 that I had become a prisoner, and my mother was relieved because everything was going downhill at that time. We could write a letter once a month. The paper we were writing on was treated, so we could not use invisible ink.
Were you in the camp when Germany surrendered and Hitler committed suicide?
Yes. What we were wondering about is what's going to happen to us when the war was over. There was a lot of hatred in the American press against us, especially since the news about the concentration camps. I personally didn't know anything about those concentration camps. First of all, I was too young. I was not interested in it. And then when I was drafted, we didn't have any news in the front line. So it was news to me what was going on there.
It came out in the American press, starting about when? 44?
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
Mixed feelings. First of all, we had the feeling that a German wouldn't do something like that. We still thought it was a propaganda against us. And for quite a while, we just refused to believe it.
Do you believe it now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm very touched with some of the pictures. The worst I see is when they showed little children. And that was awful to me, you know, that somebody of my own country could have done something like that.
Rupert Metzroth didn't get back to Germany until 1948, 3 years after the war ended. But a few years after that, he and his wife and young son moved to the U.S., and they've lived here ever since. The show was produced for the WQCS Oral History Project. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.